Well, just going to give this a test here. We're going to go ahead and try and do some driver interviews here down at the turnaround. They had just finished special stage one, and they're just kind of waiting for all the other cars really to come through. Then they're going to run it back the other direction. So hold on just a second, and we'll see what we can come up with. So, Carl, this is your first rally since Oregon Trail earlier,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've had a little bit of a break since then.
What are you talking about, man? Two in 1 year, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
For me, that's pretty average.
So how was it out there? Just, you know, getting used to things when it's the first stage of the morning, getting warmed up?
That's right.
Yeah, just we've been doing a little bit of work to the car. It's pretty much working good. We're just trying to not go out and break something. He hasn't rallied in 10 or 12 years, and we're just kind of getting up to speed. It's perfect for that because we're doing kind of the same road, and I have, at least I know the corners I've crashed on pretty well, so it's a good, great stage for kind of just getting your feet wet when you haven't been in the game for a while, and Josh is in a good spot for that.
New.
He's good and light.
First guy. And of course, over here in the background, that would be Dave Henderson. Dave, how you doing?
Good, I'm good.
So how was it out there? You know, getting warmed up?
Yeah. I mean, it's always.
You already got a little bit of brush, I noticed. You know, in the front of the car.
Yeah, we cut a couple corners. I was pretty aggressive in the note calling yesterday when we made notes, and I called a lot of cuts, and I came really close today to erasing every one of those just to not resist the temptation, I guess, of cutting. But it's a fun road. It's a fun road. It's really loose. There's a lot of new gravel. It's not my favorite road.
Yeah?
It's real fast. It's real kind of ballsy.
Yeah, I noticed that. You know, it's very fast and flowing for the most part through there. I don't know, other than a couple of sweeping turns through there where you really slow down much.
Yeah, I mean, there's some great corners in there. About half of that stage is really fun, and the rest of it is just like, you just have to, you're committed, and, you know. As a recreational rally, it's just like, I don't know if I'm that committed.
I get that, definitely. So what's the plan for the way back? You're just going to keep speeding it up a little bit more and more?
You know, I think that's, we'll keep trying. We really wanted to just kind of have a good, fun rally. It looks like this is going to be our last rally for a while. I don't know, I think we're, just job and kids and all that stuff. And
Life.
And, you know, this is a great toy, and we had a great little run, but I think it's time to, my boys are riding motorcycles. I want to ride motorcycles with them and do all the things that they do while I have the opportunity before they don't think I'm that rad.
Well, having a dad that races a rally car is pretty damn cool.
It is cool. So, yeah, we'll probably gear it together for, you know, like Oregon Trail because it's close and it's home and it's a national you know, maybe do a couple rallies at the most a year, but it's good.
All right. Well, it's good to see you out there.
All right. See ya.
All right, so I've got Jeff Seahorn here. Honestly, I haven't interviewed you before, although I've been to Oregon Trail and whatnot a few times and seen you drive around up at Olympus, too, I believe.
Yeah, this is my Oregon Trail is my first event, and then Olympus was our second.
Okay, so this is your first year really going all out with this, huh?
Yeah, it's a pretty easy changeover. I have a pretty long background in racing motorcycles. Started off when I was 4 riding trails and then started into enduro hair scrambles stuff till I was, well, I still compete in them, but hair scrambles and ISDE, I did a couple ISDE qualifiers, and it's a pretty similar format rally is with the transit times and keeping on your minute. So, and I have 12 years of motorcycle road race background too. I did that.
Oh, wow.
So that helps out with the braking points and figuring out the degree of the corners. It was a pretty easy transition, but the notes is the getting used to the notes
this event you actually had to create your own notes from scratch, right?
So, yeah.
When you did Oregon Trail, I believe even Olympus had Jumba system that
we
you
had
to adjust, right?
Olympus, we had to create our own notes.
Okay, so that was your first time.
Yep.
Yeah. So a little bit more familiar this time.
Yeah, and he's actually ran this before, so we used some of his old notes to go off. So Recce was just pretty much a breeze. So
So did you feel comfortable out there this morning?
Yeah, it's a little slick. There's quite a bit of gravel still on the roads. I wasn't cutting quite as much as those guys. I was kind of impressed on some of the lines, but I think we can clean it up and probably hang with those guys. So
all right.
Or at least hope to. So that's the plan.
That's the plan. Yep. All right, so just going to try and keep up as best you can with those guys is the plan of the day.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It might be close. I mean, at Olympus, we were, before he got his mechanical, we were a couple seconds behind him on a few stages and matching times pretty well for a newbie. So
And you got the machine, the hardware to do it here. So
yeah, it's a nice car that put together. So I did all the build on it myself. So
wow.
Yeah, bought it totaled, so I had to pull the quarter out and section a couple pieces and paint the whole side of the car, and then a 10-month build to put the cage and everything else in it.
Yeah, that's the
luckily I got the tools and supplies to do it and the skill set. Otherwise, it'd be a real expensive sport. But.
Yeah. Well, if you keep slowly increasing the pace and don't make the mistakes, it won't be as expensive as
Yeah, hopefully I don't have to rebuild it sooner than later. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. It'll happen someday. But
well, good luck out there today, and we'll catch up with you later.
All right, thank you.
So we've got Matt Benchevsky, right?
Yeah.
That's hard to pronounce that one. But so you said the name is actually, it's a Polish background?
Yeah, and, it's a Polish background.
Yeah, so any history of rallying in the family then?
No.
No? So you're the first one really to do it?
Yeah.
Because really big over there in Europe, of course. So.
Yeah, well, I didn't grow up in Poland or anything.
Yeah, you sound very American. So now, first of all, I love the H6 in the old Legacy. That sounds beautiful. Love the sound of this car. What got you into rallying?
Well, I always kind of wanted to be a race car driver when I was like a little kid, you know. Now I'm a little kid thing. But when I was 11, my dad was a car dealer, and he picked up a Subaru GL for $100, and I just drove that around our property. We had logging roads and stuff, and I just drove that around.
Yeah.
And about 2 weeks owning it, I put it into a tree. And my 14th birthday, this guy here rolled it on his roof. And yeah, that was the end of that one. We got another one. And then when I was 15 is when I found out they had Rally in America. And I'm like, I got to do that one day. And then when I graduated high school, this used to be a $400 daily driver. I actually drove it to school. It used to be an automatic. And when I graduated, we swapped everything out and started doing it.
Oh, that's great. So mostly worked on it yourself? And
Yeah, me and my brother. My brother is the one who taught me everything about cars, pretty much.
That's awesome. So, well, how was today? I mean, you're just getting warmed up, you know, the first stage of the day. How was it out there?
I actually felt really good, you know. This is his first time co-driving.
Oh, okay.
He did a really good job, never got lost. So
it's Lincoln Welsh, right? Yep. Is that your name? So your first time co-driving. So how was it for you, having to call out notes? Well, you guys had to create your own pace notes as well.
Yeah.
So how did that go?
I could have called a few corners a little faster, but I think it went pretty good overall.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you liking it so far?
Yeah.
Yeah? So it's a new thing for you?
It's different being on the other side, for sure.
Oh, so have you driven before then?
Not, you know, on the...
Not officially?
Yeah. Racing. But.
Yeah. Well, looks like you guys were holding it together so far, hoping that you do well for the day.
Take it home.
What's the goal?
Fun, go home with the car in one piece.
Yeah, keep it on the road.
It's always a good way to do it. All right, thanks, guys. I've got Dustin Embry here with the Purple Panda.
It is.
I love the Purple Panda. I've always loved it. Rear-wheel drive for the win, man.
It's always the best.
So how was it out there this morning?
Good. Way more grip than I thought there was going to be with the rain. Yeah, there was a ton of grip. I think it just kind of damped it down. I think there was, a lot more than I was expecting.
Did the cars in front of you sweep away most of the loose stuff by now, or is it still a little bit in there?
Most of the guys aren't rear-wheel drive, so they don't really sweep anything on my line. They're all all-wheel drive in front of me, so I've got a different line. So nobody really sweeps for me, except for me.
a little bit wider take on it, but I guess everything's still handling pretty well with the car and everything?
Yeah, car's doing right. The front suspension's a little beat up, but it's been that way for a couple of races now, so...
Yeah?
We'll just outlive it until it breaks, I guess.
So is the goal to come out on top in two-wheel drive?
That'd be nice.
All right.
Down on a little power with the new motor, but it's working.
That's right, because your motor went at Olympus, didn't
it? Yeah, Olympus, it decided it 3 years was enough, and it threw a rod, or several of them.
Yeah, that's a painful end.
So we're back to a stock 20 valve now, which is pulling all right, but it's not super fast. So.
All right. Well, good luck the rest of the day. We'll catch up with you later.
Sounds good.
Thanks man.
We were kind of swift. So.
Yeah. So, how is Kristen doing with her nasal issues?
Kristen's doing great with her nasal issues, except for we got on the one turn. It was I marked it longer, so I said longer, and she cleared her throat, and I thought she was growling at me, so I went grr back to her, and she says, "What are you doing? Growling at you." Oh, the road's great. It's a little slippy, but not bad.
Yeah.
So we're having a good time. We came in laughing.
That's the best way to come in.
That's what we do.
Excellent stuff.
Yep.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a fun day.
I think it's going to be an awesome day. We're anxious to get on the road and go the other way.
There we go.
So very good. Right. Thanks.
We've got Dylan Hooker here with the 323 GTX. Love this car.
I do too.
It's just a neat little. I wish they made more of them back then.
Was it 1,227 came to the U.S. in 88 and 89? It was like bring the minimum number over to run them in the national championship.
And that was it, huh?
That was it. Canada, they got some more of them. They love the Canada, you know.
You can still get parts then, at least.
Somewhat. Well, like Oregon Trail this last, or May, we did really great the first 2 days. And then we started hearing this weird noise. And on the transit back on Saturday, heading back into Hood River, we're like, why does the car sound like a steam engine? We're just hearing this weird, like, what is that? And didn't think a whole lot. And then Sunday, we're out running, and it was our second run in Fair Mountain, second to the last stage. And all of a sudden, brake pedal goes to the floor. Nothing.
Oh,
pump it a couple more times. Eventually, we find brakes. We get to the finish, and there's just smoke rolling out of the hub. All the rollers had come out. Our wheel bearing was now just the bearing races. And because these things use a weird hub system, we can't find replacement knuckles.
Oh, no.
A buddy of mine had two of the driver front, but not any of the passenger front, so I had to figure out how to make this one work again.
Oh, geez.
So that's where it comes into challenge, but they're so much fun to drive that it's hard to get away from them.
So how has it been today?
Slippy,
yeah.
Fast, fun.
Yeah, it seemed like a very fast stage when I just drove it just to come down to this end.
Yeah, what was Jason, 6 and some change, 6.5?
6:37.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 6 mile stage, 6.5 minutes.
Yeah.
6:10 next time.
He thinks I can do 6:10 next time.
There we go. That's the way to do it.
This direction.
It'll be a lot better the second pass once a lot of the marble's been swept off. And we were lucky because we're towards the back of the 16-car field, but...
Yeah, well, it looks like a lot of fun out there. Let me tell you, it was hard for me just driving it in my passenger car, not putting the foot to the floor, because it looks like it flows pretty well.
It does. There's a lot of really nice chained S's where it just kind of roll through, roll through, roll through. You can transition really easily.
Yeah.
There's one really nice, it's almost like a corkscrew. This coming this direction, it's an uphill. The other direction is going to be a downhill, so it'll be really hard to, you know, not over-transition and get the back end too far out. But
yeah.
It's one that when I came out and looked at the roads earlier this year to get our permits, they look fantastic, and I was like, I have to enter this event.
Excellent. Well, good luck out there, and we'll check in with you later to see how things are running.
Sounds good.
All right.